the bill. Senator Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and members of the committee. Last year, we passed a location equity revenue levy authority that was intended to adjust for higher cost of school operations in the metro area and larger non-metro districts by providing access to revenue without voter approval. What you have before you today in Senate File 2370 is a change to that location equity authority, which would allow for all school districts in the state of Minnesota to have that same authority, except for instead of requiring the $424, the individual school districts would be allowed to go up to the $424. There are some changes also in the bill that are technical changes that were suggested by the Department of Education to allow for simplicity in implementing those changes that you see in this bill. You should have in your packet some reports. There's school runs. There's a division report, fiscal note, and then summary. And with that, I guess I would be very happy to try to answer your questions that you have in regards to this bill.
Okay. So thank you. To begin with, I'm going to ask Mr. Nauman. First of all, members should understand that with the request for the re-referral, whatever we determine we're going to do with spending within the Finance Committee, this bill would not be counted against any type of overall target established for the Finance Committee or for divisions. So people should understand that from the outset. But Mr. Nauman, if you want to offer a perspective and context for the legislation.
Yes, so Mr. Chair and members, this bill, which would become effective for revenue in fiscal 16, carries both an aid impact and a levy impact. The aid effect beginning in fiscal 16 is about $20 million, and because of the 90-10 payment schedule, would grow to about $22 million in fiscal 17. There's a levy effect, which is the principal reason why I believe the Tax Committee wants to look at the bill, that's priced at about $27 million beginning in 16. So as Senator Cohen said, it's my understanding that, that if this bill proceeds along towards becoming a Senate position, it would be booked against the tax target to the extent that that gets established. Traditionally, this committee begins booking numbers once it leaves this committee as the official tracking. But in this particular case, it's my understanding that this will be carried against the tax target.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Nauman, so that's for – so there's no – I'm sorry, I was having a side conversation, so I didn't hear if you clarified whether or not part of this is aid.
Mr. Chair, Senator Bonoff, I did. There's about a $20 million aid impact, 20.2, or in beginning in fiscal 16, because of the 90-10 payment schedule, which we're
Thank
back
you.
On.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a $22 million effect in fiscal 17, and there's also a levy effect of about 22.3.
Correction,
27.
So I guess, Mr. Chair, I'm just – so you're saying that even though there is – that in finance it's not being looked at as part of your overall targets. It's outside of that.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Senator Wiegand.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, we did have an extensive hearing on Senator Jensen's proposal. There was a great deal of support. There also were other bills addressing location equity. You'll recall that the Tax Conference Committee addressed this last session, and when the request was made that this go to Tax Committee, it was with the clear understanding, as you have reiterated, that any payment would be through their target. So, but you know, there was a great deal of testimony. You have, you know, impact, but as we progress on what our potential target numbers might be, it was made clear that this would be addressed by Tax Committee, as it was last session.
Mr. Nauman.
Mr. Chair and Senator Wiegand, I also want to clarify for the committee, glanced over this, that this is only a tails issue at this point.
Okay.
Further discussion, questions? Senator Pappas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm just trying to understand why we're hearing this today, why it's being fast-tracked, why it has to go to taxes, and why it's not being looked at in terms of a whole package, what we do for all kids over the whole state, why this piece is just being advanced at this point. It's kind of a process question. Also, typically, you know, we would need to see this in the context of a whole package.
Well, Senator Pappas, a couple things. One, we have a request from Senator Johnson to have the bill heard on a very simple basis. Second, apparently in the context of what the Tax Committee is looking at, there was a request to have this bill. Mm-hmm. And in discussions with Senator Scoy, he indicated that, although he's not quite sure where the Tax Committee is going, that he was looking to have bills within this committee's jurisdiction that have only tax implications sent to the Tax Committee. Three, as Senator Wieger indicated, it's come from the division with apparently some significant support, as I understand. And that was my understanding before the bill was scheduled for hearing this morning. The nature of the kind of FOIA part of it is, again, Senator Scoy's request that if the bill was going to get there, he wanted it sooner as opposed to later. Now, Senator Pappas, I can't tell you what the Tax Committee has in mind. That's a little bit beyond me, but that was, at least in terms of process and procedure, you know, where things are with this bill. So it's not.
Mr. Chairman, I think just in general, I'm concerned that the Tax Committee is moving more quickly than the Finance Committee, and that's another place where we need to make sure we have a little balance.
Yeah, and I can't speak for what happens with the Tax Committee in the context of the governor's request, demand, suggestion that we pass a tax bill, I think, this morning or tomorrow or Wednesday or something. So I can't speak for where the Tax Committee is going to be in that context at all. I assume there'll be some discussions over the next couple of days in this building relative to that. In terms of this committee, this bill would not impact whatever we do with E-12, this bill would not have an impact one way or another in terms of what we're going to do. We'll have some type of overall target set for this committee, and this bill would not be included no matter what happens.
Well, Mr. Chairman, it's just my concern if we're not seeing the whole picture. Like, I don't know what Senator Wieger is recommending to the Finance Committee in terms of K-12, and I don't know what kind of dollars are going to be in the target for K-12. And so I just see, you know, $22 million being spent here for on one purpose without kind of seeing the whole picture.
Well, a couple of things. There's no question that the tax process has become quite accelerated, and it's really beyond what we thought was going to be the case, maybe as recently as last, you know, Wednesday, Thursday. And that's taking place at a level with the governor and the two leaders, Senator Bogg, Speaker Thiessen. And so there's no question that things have become quite accelerated. Now, if members of the committee feel that there's some concern as a consequence of that, obviously the committee can determine what it wants to do with this bill in terms of the request to pass and re-refer. That's certainly a decision for the committee. Senator Bonoff.
Mr. Chair, I had thought that some of the traditional advocates of education were going to testify, and apparently they're not. So I do have some comments to make in there, given they're not going to.
Well, I've not had any requests for testimony. Again, the bill was heard in Senator Wieger's division. I assume I don't serve on the division. I'm assuming that there was an opportunity for testimony.
There was.
In the division.
There
so
was, Mr.
That's
Chair. Yeah.
Normally how we would handle
yeah.
things.
Not being critical. Just.
So, Senator Bonoff.
So last year, for members who aren't on education, there was a very complicated fix at the end of session where this location equity revenue was put in at the last minute and was never really expected to be put in terms of what we thought the final bill was going to have. And it was put in a very complicated way that actually took the department months to understand how it was going to be implemented. And so we learned, once it all was put in place, number one, members should know that every district in the state got about a comparable increase, except for the rural schools actually did a little bit better. But there was this one subgroup of school districts that we called the donut hole districts that weren't covered under the tool of small schools and weren't covered under the tool of location equity revenue. And so there was some concern around fixing it for those schools. This bill says anyone who wasn't covered under the location equity revenue is now covered under that tool. So it does completely change the balance of what ended up last session. I am not opposed to Senator Jensen's bill because I'm never going to say don't send money to schools. I'm somebody who says send money to schools. But I want members to know that there was not a windfall last session for those who were covered under location equity revenue, that in fact it ended equally, except for, as I mentioned, some of the rural districts, because of the variations in the tools used, ended up actually doing even better. But again, by doing this fix, that does change that equitable balance, because anybody who now gets this fix, then it kind of tips the seesaw. So it is significant. I'm not opposed to it. One of the things I did ask Senator Jensen is if she would be open to changing the name of this provision from Location Equity Program to Supplemental Equity Revenue, so that it's clear. It's just a supplemental increase. It has nothing to do anymore with location. I mean, there's nothing about this bill that is now has any nexus to location. So it just wouldn't have integrity to call it the location equity revenue. So Mr. Chair, I am offering an oral amendment to delete location and insert supplemental.
We already have a formula named supplemental. All right, we have Senator Bonoff's amendment. Mr. Nauman, did you?
Mr. Chair, I just want to check in.
Yeah, if we can have a second, Senator Bonoff.
And Mr. Chair, that change would be all throughout the bill. So if this were to be accepted, and Senator Jensen has indicated she's okay with that, I would instruct counsel to make the corresponding changes at several places, if that were to go on.
Mr. Nauman.
So, Mr. Chair, it sounds like a quick fix, but there's a whole series of formulas that would need to be updated to accomplish that, to ensure the dollars went flowed. I think if that were the author's intent, maybe at the next stop, we could have an amendment prepared, or you could lay it on the table and we could prepare an amendment to accomplish that. But there's a series of technical changes we would need to make to conform the renaming of this formula in that manner.
Well, if Senator Bonoff, Mr. Nauman's suggesting that your amendment's not quite as simple on its face as maybe you might have thought, I guess I'm a little bit reluctant. If your amendment's going to make those many changes, I'm a little bit reluctant to let the bill out of committee if it's incomplete. Senator Bonoff.
Mr. Chair, I would be comfortable with letting that change happen at the next committee, because I would guess that it's not going to change anything from a dollar perspective. It's simply that concept is several places in the statutes, and so it would be going through and changing the word. But I guess I'd like to hear from the bill author.
Senator Jensen.
Mr. Chair, I would consider this amendment something that we could work on. The main reason I brought this forward was because I really felt that the way that it was worded, that included not just Metro counties, but 2,000 students in your school, really didn't have to do with your location anymore. So that would actually be better definition of what we did last session as well. And I'd be very willing to work with Senator Bonhoff to make sure that as long as this can move forward, we would get that language changed.
Well, Senator Bonhoff, it's your amendment. If you want to offer the amendment, that's fine. My intent would be then to lay the bill over and make sure we have the amendment in proper shape and proper language. But that would be your call.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Tomasoni.
Mr. Chairman. Maybe this for Mr. Nauman, or I don't know, maybe Senator Wieger knows. We do have a supplemental funding stream in law already for education. Is that correct? So would this be this added to it, or would this be a new one, or how would that work?
Mr. Chairman and Senator Tomasoni, at one point we did have a supplemental, but I believe it was in 2001 session we rolled it onto the basic formula as part of the Governor Ventura's big plan.
Is that long since I've been in education? These are
names that have a way of reoccurring in K-12. We had an old transition formula, and now we have a new transition formula, and I think they subsequently augmented it to the new transition formula. Which is neither here nor there, except for the fact that we do tend to name these formulas in similar ways over time. But I think the point is that we don't have a supplemental at this point inside general education. I just want to make sure that the cross-references got picked up so that, in fact, the appropriations would continue to work if this were intended, if this was a design. I apologize for my voice.
Chair Bonhoff.
Mr. Chair, I would be willing to withdraw the amendment so that it can get to taxes and the timing taxes wanted to have it. If Senator Jensen, as she said, is willing to work with me to make that change so that she can offer that amendment at its next stop, unless knowing that it's going to be offered, you prefer to hold on to it. So,
well, Senator Bonhoff, I wouldn't hold on to it with the expectation of an amendment. I'm just saying if you offer your amendment now and it's incomplete, then I would hold on to it until we have an amendment that's workable. If there's not going to be an amendment in front of us, then the committee still has a choice as to what it wants to do with the bill, but your amendment wouldn't be an impediment to whatever action we take.
So, Mr. Chair, I withdraw my amendment.
Okay. Further discussion? Amendments? Sorry for disturbing everybody first thing Monday morning, but.
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry. One more thing. I just want to follow up with what Senator Pappas's comment was in terms of looking at the whole K-12 package, because there are some things. For example, we've not properly funded the teacher evaluation implementation, and so I still do kind of harbor that concern that we're not going to have resources to do things that are important, and yet the money is going to go towards this. So, again, I'm going to support this bill, but I think that's worth noting.
Okay. And I appreciate that concern, Senator Bonhoff. I would suggest, in response to that as we start talking what we're going to be doing in terms of amounts of money, my best guess, and this isn't with certainty, but my best guess is there's no way the K-12 committee would have the money to deal with teacher evaluation, would be my best guess. Now, whether or not there's something that could be arranged in the tax committee, separate from that, because they'll have a separate number to deal with, that's one thing. But my best guess is that we won't come close to having the money within this committee to deal with teacher evaluation.
Oh, quarter of a billion.
Senator Wieger.
Mr. Chair, would you entertain a motion at this point?
Sure. I mean, whatever people want. Senator Peterson, you would.
And Senator Bonnet, if you withdrew your motion. Mr. Chair, I would move that Senate File 2370 be recommended to pass and re-referred to taxes with the stipulations that you initially stated.
That's what stipulations?
Yes. Regarding no funds from E-12 target or in terms of?
Well, that's Senator Wiegand. That's either we want to refer the bill or we don't.
I'll take that part out.
Okay, I'll make it clear that whatever happens with this bill and whatever happens in the tax committee, it's not going to impact on whatever dollar is assigned either to this committee or to the divisions.
Okay.
I can make that assurance.
That's all we need.
All right, so we have Senator Wiegand's motion that Senate File 2370